Last week, we commenced the study of answers to a very interesting question posed recently by a newspaper. How much sin can you get away with and still get to heaven? We looked at the first of four answers to that question. Now, the second answer to the newspaper question was by a man who was quoted thus: "We all sin in one way or another. We can only enter heaven by God's forgiveness, but there has to be genuine repentance." How does that answer stack up against the truth of the Bible? Well, let's put each of those statements to the test. Firstly, we all sin one way or the other. Is that true? A lot of people would say he's overstating things when he says all of us. I'm not that bad. Well, the man's statement is spot on, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When the Lord was on earth, there was this rich young ruler who came up to him and asked him, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" The Lord, in his answer, referred to some of the commandments, whereupon the rich young ruler said this: "All these I have observed from my youth." The Lord's next statement, in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 21, was telling. "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell everything you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, take up your cross, and follow me." The rich young ruler, it says in the narrative, was sad when he heard that, and went away grieved, because he had a great many possessions. Now, here was a man who thought he had a good record of compliance with the law, and yes, it does appear he was a good living person. But against God's benchmark, he was lacking. Yes, the man was right in his answer when he said we all sin one way or another. The Bible teaches we can sin in thought and word and deed and motive. We can even sin ignorantly. We do this because it's our nature to do it. The wrongdoings emanate from our essential wrongness. The next statement in the answer was, we can only get to heaven by God's forgiveness. Well, verse 7 of Titus chapter 3, the epistle of Paul to Titus, says this: "Being justified," or being forgiven and declared righteous, "being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." And of course, eternal life means heaven. So the man's statement is dead right. God's forgiveness is vital to get to heaven. The Bible says nothing that defiles will enter heaven. In the pure and unsullied light of God's holy presence, our sins are grubby and dirty and defiling. And he can't have even the slightest whiff of defilement in his presence. Which means that our sins need to be cleansed and forgiven to fit us for the presence of God. Now, many make a mistake here. They think that being cleansed and forgiven means to turn over a new leaf. Listen to what verse 5 of Titus chapter 3 says. It says, "We're saved by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit." Now, that's telling us that regeneration, new life, not reformation, undergoing reform, is necessary for us to get to heaven. And how is that new life produced? It's, as the verse says, the work of the Holy Spirit. It's divinely produced. All of us need to possess this new life. We need to experience God's forgiveness. We need to have our sins forgiven. We need to be born again. These are vital issues that we all need to ponder. But how can all this happen in our lives? In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, the Apostle Peter exhorts the people of Israel, "Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." Maybe that was the verse this respondent to the newspaper's question had in mind with his concluding statement, "But there has to be genuine repentance." Or maybe he was thinking of another Bible verse which says this: "God now commands everyone to repent. Or perhaps the words of Christ himself, words which still resonate with divine authority. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. So what the man's answer is highlighting is a very, very important Bible principle. And it's this: God's forgiveness is not an automatic thing. It's conditional. It's conditional upon our repentance, a change of mind, an about turn. Repentance says God's right and I'm wrong. Instead of constantly trying to buck what God says, I change my mind and take sides with God against myself. I admit that I'm a sinner. I gladly confess that when Christ died, he died for me. And whereas before I tried to do my own thing, now I see my desperate need of him. So what I do is wholeheartedly accept him as my own saviour and the Lord of my life. You know, when I take that step, I'm doing precisely what the New Testament book of the Acts, chapter 20, verse 21, calls for: repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing less than that and nothing more than that is necessary if we want to spend eternity with God in heaven. Please join me next week when we'll look at the final two answers to that very pertinent newspaper question: how many sins can you get away with and still get to heaven?